Welcome. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. No. It's tariffs, inflation, and shutdowns. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
We have so much to talk about here, Tom, and to each and every one of you. We want to hear your concerns,
yes,
your
please.
Thoughts on these policies. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Donald Trump, just about an hour ago, announcing what I'm going to call basically, yeah, we're going to have trade wars. We're just going to tit for tat tariff our way into inflation, and forget you, middle class. Announcing, this is the like smart way to put it, he's going to impose, quote, reciprocal tariffs on U.S. trading partners that could roil relations abroad and raise prices at home. In other words, if a country's got a tariff on a U.S. product coming into their country, he's going to match it or beat it. This is trade wars. Yes, we had the small reprieve on the across-the-board Mexico and Canadian tariffs. Those, many think, are still coming. He's now put the aluminum and steel tariffs in place. These tariffs, this sort of approach to economic policy, is going to be incredibly hard on the swing states, and especially states like Wisconsin. Tom, let's just start big picture. Promise kept or promise broken or all of the above?
Well, I think to the people that followed Donald Trump, especially through Fox News and the other outlets, it's promises kept, right? He keeps talking about tariffs, you know, but I think you and I both realize that these tariffs are going to be initiated in a haphazard way if they're initiated. I think he's already proven with Canada and Mexico that he would rather threaten than actually implement. But the other part of this is, you know, and I was trying to figure out, like, why are all these corporations coming with bags of cash to the inauguration fund? And I think these carve-outs are exactly what business industries are going to be looking for. And that's true not only for tariffs, but for deportation. So there's all these different industries who just want to be on the good side of Trump so that there'll be these backroom deals. But the weird thing is, and this is where I think we'll talk about this later, is the level of corruption.
Yes.
That is happening. It's just unbelievable at this point. And there's nobody who is going to be investigating it, and there's nobody that can do anything about it.
No,
so I'm just watching this whole terrorist thing as this is just a way to line Donald Trump's pockets. It has nothing to do with the direction of where we're going. And it's just going to hurt the economy because it creates indecision. I think you saw that in the latest indices. It's going to create indecision, small business, consumer confidence, you name it. Those are all going to be impacted by this.
Jay Powell, ahead of the Fed, saying, listen, we're not doing it. We're not bringing rates down.
Right.
Worry how long Jerome Powell will remain in that position. Donald Trump on the campaign trail, day one, I'm going to bring inflation down. I'm going to enact policies to bring inflation down. Now, not so much. Last week, Caroline Leavitt, White House press secretary, when asked at what point Americans would begin to experience relief from these high prices, said, I don't have a timeline. So day one, and I don't have a timeline. Unfreaking believable. J.D. Vance saying, oh, Rome wasn't built in a day. It's going to take a little bit more time.
Right.
What happened to day one? What happened? I just want to know, where is the day one price relief? As of January, a dozen eggs averaging $4.95, up from less than $3 several months ago.
If you can find them.
If you can find, right.
Yes.
This to me, and again, I don't think Trump's base has felt any real impacts yet, right? It is just sort of the talking heads of it all.
Right.
And they're being, they call it electorate priming, where it's like,
right.
Oh, I'll start telling you, you know,
yes.
It, just trying to readjust your expectations. This is a promise broken. We got our inflation figures on Wednesday, right? Inflation is now at 3%. It is up year over year. It is up month over month. Core inflation, which excludes food and gas prices, which are notoriously volatile, was actually up 3.3% on a yearly basis.
Right.
And all categories. Blaming Joe Biden. But I thought it was, wait, you said day one. Right. But it's all Joe categories. Biden, but day one. Yeah.
But he also, I think, posted that it was Biden's inflation, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think that's going to be at least 6 months worth of it's the other administration's fault. We didn't have it. This isn't ours. So, but I also don't think his voters are hearing the same things that you're hearing or reading.
No,
the same
information environment's totally different.
Yep. So they're just going to go along with it and go, okay, but they also have been primed to feel pain, right? They've been told you need to sacrifice. But it's not sacrificing for the country. It's sacrificing for Donald Trump and Elon Musk. That's who they're sacrificing for.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I think we have a respectful bit of disagreement. Robert from West Dallas, what do you have to say, sir?
I would say with trade, there is one bright spot. The bright spot is the de minimis tax law. So, you know, you go to a foreign country, there's an $800 exemption, you know, you bring back a rug or a vase, things like that. Corporations have been abusing that tax law for years. So if you think of the fashion industry, Shein
Timu
and companies
Shein.
Like that,
Timu.
Right, they're not paying taxes. So that impacts Main Street because we're making up the gap. Their products are complete garbage. They're filling up landfills. So there's an environmental impact. And on top of it, some of the products are made with slave labor. So like religious minorities, like the Uyghurs. So there is some positive to this. But I guess what I'd like to see from the Democrats is don't...
My understanding, just let me hop in here, Robert. My understanding is that the original announcement on the China tariffs, raising it, was that he was going to close the de minimis exemption. And then the day later, the Trump administration said, no, we're going to keep the de minimis exemption. We've got to take care of
of course they did.
Right. So all those potentially good impacts, right out the window.
Gone.
We got to take a little break. We're going to take your phone calls when we come back. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Tariffs, inflation, and shutdowns. Oh, my. Promises kept or promises broken? More when we return right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.